Here's the problem with Tim Tebow, a.k.a. Virgin Mobile. Everyone's trying to put some kind of metric on him to define him, to understand him, to explain him. The problem with trying to explain a phenomenon, which is what Tim Tebow is that it never does the phenomenon justice. I call him Virgin Mobile. I'm always ragging on Tim Tebow because of his faith, because of his goody-two-shoes, straight out of the 50s. That's really what he is. He's one of those guys, those clean-cut jocks you see. He's Lorenzo Lamas' character in Grease. The one that when Danny and Sandy break up because Danny's a pig trying to impress his T-Bird buddies. Sandy's got to find herself the right guy, the nice guy. That's the jock. Lorenzo Lamas plays him in the movie Grease. That's Tim Tebow in real life. And Tim Tebow, some of those throws he made against the Dolphins looked like hell. Just absolute hell. No pun intended because of the religious aspect of it. But Tim Tebow, when the game is on, actually on the line, for some reason, crunch time takes over and Tim Tebow becomes a different person. It's like he wills the Broncos, or he did the Gators too. He wills his team to victory. He's a phenomenon. He overwhelms you with his passion, his desire, his character. He's a high character kid. He can learn to throw a football. There's a lot of good quarterbacks out there that they haven't always been good quarterbacks. People work on aspects of their game. You have to want to work on the aspects of your game. Not everybody's a professional. It's because they get paid. Technically, they're professional. But that doesn't mean they act professional. I don't know why John Elway doesn't work with Tim Tebow, to be honest with you. Even if you don't plan on keeping Tim Tebow, even if you plan on going a different direction with your quarterback, you always hear about the quarterback fraternity, about how all the quarterbacks, they're basically like one giant fraternity. They're just one group of people. They're among themselves by choice because they're the quarterbacks. It's like a little fraternity. Whenever you watch an NFL game, there's always one thing you're guaranteed to see at the end of every game. The quarterbacks embracing and saying whatever the quarterbacks say to each other. Encouraging words, advice, crap like that. Wouldn't it behoove John Elway to realize that Tim Tebow is part of the quarterback fraternity? And even if you're not going to keep him, wouldn't you want him to benefit from knowing you? Even if you're a total jerk, egomaniac, wouldn't you still want to pass along some knowledge? That way when Tim Tebow does turn it around, you can sit back and say, hey, I had something to do with that. And that's if you don't keep Tebow. If you do keep him, obviously, you'd want to do that. You'd want to work with him. Teach him something. Show him something. Honestly, I don't think you'd be stepping on the coach's toes. You're like the president of football operations. The people that work under you have to know you're John frickin' Elway. Are they really going to be that insecure that, well, it's our job to coach Tebow. You can't show him anything. Who the hell are they to say to John Elway that he can't work with Tebow a little bit and show him something? That's why people in all businesses, radio business, for example, they bring consultants in. Doesn't mean the star talent or the program director or the operations manager or the general manager is not doing their job right. Doesn't mean they're going to get fired. You're just bringing somebody in from outside that has some knowledge about things. And you let that person share their knowledge with the people. That's what a consultant does. A good consultant, anyway. I've seen some bad consultants. But John Elway could be like a consultant, almost, in his official capacity. Regardless of his title, you got to remember one thing above everything else. John Elway is one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. That alone is enough of a reason for Tim Tebow to want to work with John Elway. He should be begging John Elway every day. He should be going to his office every chance he gets, trying to get advice somehow. What do you have to lose by working with him? He's a force of nature. Tim Tebow is an absolute, bona fide force of nature that I think can improve. He can develop a passing game. He's not going to be one-dimensional his whole career. Look at what Drew Brees was in San Diego. Look what he is in New Orleans. Sometimes it takes a little while for things to click. Sometimes people aren't properly developed, emotionally or physically. And when they get to that level where they're properly developed, things click. It could be like that for Tebow. It will be like that for Tebow. I don't know exactly when. There's going to become a time, though, when he's going to be a better passer. He's going to be a more functional quarterback, a more two-way quarterback. What team that's going to be with, I'm not sure. Still going to do right by the kid, though. And someone please get him a Virgin Mobile endorsement deal. He can make so much money off of that. You don't understand. It's juvenile, but he runs all the time, and he's, you know, be perfect for the phone company. Why am I thinking about this cutting-edge stuff?